Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is 5 past 5, and I'm Hannah Blevins. I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery is notifying the public that a Level 2 sex offender has registered and is now residing in the Gamalia area. Level 2 offenders are considered at moderate risk to reoffend, justifying community notification. Sheriff Montgomery says 51-year-old Keith Ledbetter is residing at 35 Black Forest Lane. Ledbetter was convicted in 2016 of distributing, possessing, and/or viewing matter depicting sexually explicit conduct involving a child. Ledbetter created pornography of a 12-year-old female relative. He also possessed approximately 302 images of child pornography. Ledbetter is not wanted by law enforcement at this time. This notification is not intended to increase fear, rather it is the sheriff's belief that an informed public is a safer one. This information cannot be used to threaten, intimidate, or harass registered sex offenders. Citizen abuse will not be tolerated, and such abuse could potentially end law enforcement's ability to do community notifications. In state news, an Arkansas judge has disqualified a ballot measure that would limit the damages awarded in civil lawsuits and would give the state legislature control over court rules. Pulaski County Judge Mackie Pierce ruled today the proposal lawmakers put on the November ballot violates the state's constitution by combining disparate measures into one amendment. The proposed amendment caps non-economic and punitive damages awarded in lawsuits and also places limits on attorneys' contingency fees. Pierce ordered state election officials to not count any votes cast on the proposal. A recent search of all of the cells in the Baxter County Detention Center has revealed what some would consider a surprisingly large quantity of contraband items, ranging from a small amount of marijuana to a plastic bag containing tobacco to a cell phone. Records even indicate one inmate was found with more than 15 items, including a small file and metal found in a hole dug into the concrete wall, electrical wire, and a lighter. But Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery takes exception with those who would be surprised by the results of the search.
But you're acting like this is a big deal, Karen. This, we do a shakedowns on a regular basis, and we charge people on a regular basis. And those cases that are charged go to the court, and of course they're prosecuted, depending. Sometimes they're small amounts, sometimes they're large amounts. And those contrabands range anywhere from drugs to could be... We've even at sometimes confiscated a tattoo gun. I can remember at one particular case. And so most of that is happening because the inmates, when they come into the jail, they're smuggling that in body cavities. And that's the only way to put it.
Sheriff Montgomery says the recent shakedown was initiated after receiving information there was possible contraband in the back area of the jail, leading to charges against at least 4 inmates. He says while his office certainly gathered quite a bit of contraband in the recent shakedown, he described many of the articles as small.
For example, a cigarette butt or plastic bags or some things like that. So the list is long, but if you break it down, it's not probably any larger than, a normal shakedown. There are some times when we do a shakedown, we find little or nothing. Other times we do a shakedown, we'll find lots of things. And so while we don't announce ahead of time when we do a shakedown of the facility, sometimes information comes to us, and sometimes we just do random, and we may not do the entire jail like we did on this particular day.
Montgomery says while the jail's construction includes components designed to prevent inmates from utilizing them for unintended uses, the sheriff says prisoners manage to utilize items such as electrical wire and phone chargers.
Even though there's lights in some of these cells, and even those lights are supposed to be what you would call inmate proof, sometimes they are able to disassemble the lights or whatever and can take electrical wire and hook things up to for tattoo guns or whatever else that they might smuggle in.
Other items located during the search included an empty toothpaste tube used as a concealment device and a number of items used to smoke various drugs, including a burnt playing card and a small cardboard tobacco pipe. According to court records, the search of the cells turned up more than 24 items. The victims of a Marion County double homicide on Saturday have been identified as 59-year-old David White and 89-year-old William Henry White, both of Yellville, according to Sheriff Clinton Evans. The two are identified as the uncle and grandfather of the alleged assailant, 32-year-old Donald Beckwith Jr. of Yellville. Beckwith was arrested on Saturday and charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Beckwith is being held in the Marion County Detention Center without bond as he awaits his first appearance in Marion County Circuit Court. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 10 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us. Since 1986, Care Center Ministries has been reaching out to those whose lives have been upended by substance abuse. Through their faith-based programs, the residents in their treatment programs learn their worth by not only serving God, but by serving their community. Contact Care Center Ministries for help at 870-701-5078. Our Community Cares, sponsored by Danny Porter, Century 21 LEMAC Realty, Integrity First Bank, Noctegal and Noctegal General and Vascular Surgery, and KT Low Classic It's in the Boot, salute Care Center Ministries.
Hi, this is Vanessa Thomas-Jones, Superintendent of Cotter Public Schools. We care about many things that affect our students: education, happiness, and safety. We want to make sure that all of our students are as safe as possible, so we encourage you to be careful when you are driving. We hope that you stay safe outside of school and while you're learning too.
This message is brought to you by Advanced Auto Body, Brooks Medical Supply, Century 21 LEMAC Realty, Baxter Insurance, Brian Bell Construction, Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners, and Twin Lakes Woodworking and Remodeling. Your news time now is just before 12 past 5. A report of two men throwing rocks and cussing at citizens in the Sturkey area of Fulton County has led to an arrest, multiple felony charges, and confiscation of a revolver. According to a probable cause affidavit filed yesterday, officers from the Fulton County Sheriff's Office and the 16th Judicial District Drug Task Force located 32-year-old Robert Stegall, whose address was not provided, and a second individual, both on probation parole with search waivers on file. Officers noticed Stegall was acting very strange, sweating profusely, and talking fast. When they approached him, he continued to move something in his pocket and attempted to jump into the back of a truck. He was also observed dropping an item into the back of the truck. Upon checking the contents of a candy holder Stegall had dropped, officers located a glass smoking device and a small baggie containing a white crystal substance. He was arrested and transported to the Fulton County Sheriff's Office. While at the sheriff's office, the department's chief deputy received a call advising Stegall had a gun on his person. The caller advised when officers arrived at the arrest scene, Stegall had hid the weapon. The deputy returned to the scene and located a revolver. Stegall is alleged to have told officers the gun belonged to his girlfriend. He is facing felony charges of felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and use or possession with the purpose to use drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $10,000. The Hatchery Outdoor Adventure, or HOA, is held each year at the Norfolk National Fish Hatchery, and this year's adventure begins Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. The event is free and open to all age groups. Since its inception in 2010, the HOA has continued to grow, with more than 700 people participating last year. Friends of the Norfolk National Fish Hatchery Board Director Jay Chafin says the event's main focus is education.
This is about educating kids. It's about showing them what we all grew up with, get our hands dirty, catch some fish, living off the land, learning about the land. It's a blast.
In addition to education, there will be numerous activities available for participants, including fishing for all ages.
The 8 and under raceway fishing for these kids, I mean, you talk about a kid that's never even picked up a fishing pole and they're going to catch something. I promise you that we can guarantee they'll catch something out of the raceway. Older kids get to go down to Dry Run Creek.
Other activities include hatchery tours, archery, Japanese fish painting, spin casting, a BB gun range, how to identify insects, how to navigate with a compass, and more. Food and beverages will also be available for purchase. A number of local organizations and businesses will also be present.
From Boy Scout setups and some of the displays and activities they do, to the Girl Scouts, to the Visitor Center, Bull Shoals Visitor Center. They're going to come out with skins and skulls and explain how that works in our environment and what local indigenous animals that we have. And then you've got the Master Gardeners, which are phenomenal every year. They're going to let you plant something along with Home Depot. And then we also have FAD that's coming out, which is a great cause here, Families Against Distracted Driving.
Other organizations who will be present include Arkansas State University Mountain Home, the Arkansas National Guard, Friends of the North Fork and White Rivers, the Norfolk Volunteer Fire Department, and several others. For more information or to volunteer, contact Chafin at 425-9868 or at 479-461-9040. Arkansas officials say the website that people on the state's expanded Medicaid program use to report their work activities under a new requirement to keep their coverage is now experiencing sporadic issues. DHS says the issues could affect people as they log in and report their activities on access.arkansas.gov. DHS says enrollees who are unable to report because of the issue can request a good cause exemption by sending an email to awgoodcauserequest@dhs.arkansas.gov or by contacting their local DHS County office by close of the business day on October 5th. The request should include information enrollees were trying to report. The regular September meeting of the Baxter Marion Rural Water Association No. 1 Board of Directors is scheduled for this evening at 6 o'clock. The sole agenda item is the election of two board members. The meeting will take place at the Oakland Community Center, and all members and general public are welcome to attend. The Compassionate Friends of the Twin Lakes area will meet this evening as well from 6 until 8 at the Hospice of the Ozarks office, which is located at 701 Burnett Drive. Refreshments will be served. The Compassionate Friends of the Twin Lakes area provide a monthly support group for parents, grandparents, siblings, and relatives who have experienced the death of a child or sibling. All are encouraged to attend. For more information, contact Chapter Leader Charlotte Rep at 870-508-1789 or at 870-421-2598. Due to the threat of severe weather, the Calico Rock Museum and Visitor Center has announced the Early Arkansas Reenactors Association has canceled the Mountain Man Rendezvous scheduled for tomorrow in Rand City Park. No makeup date has been announced. In Missouri news, a judge has ruled the University of Missouri's campus ban on concealed guns doesn't conflict with state law. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Circuit Judge Jeff Harris's ruling on Wednesday rejected arguments that the ban violates a law protecting state employees from prosecution for having concealed guns in their parked cars while on state property. But Harris left open whether the ban violates the Missouri Constitution. Law professor Royce Barones has a concealed weapons permit. He filed the lawsuit in 2015, and then Attorney General Chris Koster filed a companion lawsuit in 2016. Harris also rejected the university's arguments that it is not subject to the same constitutional scrutiny that applies to statutes regulating firearms. Missouri passed an amendment in 2014 that says future restrictions on gun rights are subject to strict scrutiny. And funeral arrangements for 68-year-old Michael Ray Campbell of Mountain Home are pending at Connor Family Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Michael Ray Campbell died today in Mountain Home. Century 21 LEMAG Realty News Time is now 18 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.